This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's why we named it Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It is Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Thank you for joining us, Richie Rich, Peakless Mountaineer. Let's go on. I have a, So today I was dealing with some friends at church right day, and they were talking about masks and how important they think they are and these sorts of things. Now,
what church do you go to? Because the people I hang out with around here are totally anti-mask.
Quaker meeting.
Oh, okay.
And I can understand why people who would be in the geriatric quadrant might be concerned with, the infection, right? And we are certainly told that masks are great things. And I'm not saying they're not, but
I am.
Okay.
Do you wear your mask to protect those geriatric friends of yours?
I wear my mask because somebody's asked me to. Here we go. Centers for Disease Control, this is from The Federalist, Jordan Davidson reporting. A Center for Disease Control report released on in September shows, so this is September, not too long ago, that masks and face coverings are not effective in preventing the spread of COVID-19, even for those who consistently wear them. A study, there's a hell of a sentence.
Oh, is that why we were wearing these?
Where was he in March?
To be effective in stopping the spread of COVID-19.
Back in March, you weren't supposed to have a mask. You were supposed to take your masks to the hospital and give it to them.
Okay. In April, then.
I don't know when we started wearing masks.
When was it okay for us to wear masks?
I don't know. But here, let me read it to you.
All right.
A study conducted in the United States in July, found that when they compared 154 case patients, and that's not the biggest study around, but it's not insignificant, who tested positive for COVID-19 to a control group of 160. So now we're talking more than 300 people from healthcare facilities who were symptomatic but tested negative. So these are just people who are sick.
Okay.
All right, these aren't even healthy people. Over 70%, 70%, 70%, that's almost 3 out of 4 people of the case patients were contaminated, who were contaminated with a virus and fell ill despite always, and this is quotation marks, always wearing a mask. So I don't know how people are going to get around this, but it's interesting that, this is the case. In the 14 days before illness onset, 71% of case patients and 74% of control participants reported always using cloth face coverings or other mask types when in public.
Well, I'll already tell you how they will get around this, right? The claim is already that you don't wear masks for your protection, Mark. You wear it to protect other people from getting the virus.
Yeah, I guess
so.
You say
if
that,
they're wearing the mask and they're around people not wearing masks, well, it's those dirty people not wearing the masks that caused them to get infected. Because it was never that your mask protects you; it's that your mask protects someone else.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know what he's supposed to do here.
You'd think there'd be sort of a crossover there, though. Like, if it's going to keep the virus in my face and out of yours, then it should be able to keep the virus out of your face, or in your face and out of mine.
They don't want to hear that. I've made that claim to a number of different people over the past few months, and they're no, you wear your mask to protect me, and I wear my mask to honor you and protect you.
Hmm.
I go, can you just wear two then? Then you have double covering, and then I have to wear. wear one inside out, because that's the same like it would be over my face then, right?
I'm sure they love that.
No, people hate me.
Oh, wait until they make you put a mask on, and then you go out to the car and get your bulletproof face mask.
That's what I'm saying. I did that at the bank the other day, because they were cleaning the drive-thru, so I walked in without my mask on. They said, sorry, sir, you need to wear a mask. I went, really? Because I'm the only one in here. And we have a disposable one for you. I go, no, no, no. I've got my own. And then I went out and got the full compliance mask and walked back into the bank with that thing on and said no words to them after that.
What did they think?
Actually, after giving me the initial, like, shock look,
yes.
Right, the guy goes, that's a pretty cool mask. And I gave him the single nod with the mask on, and that's the end of it.
Okay. In addition, over 14% of the case patients said they often wore face coverings or were still infected with the virus. The study also demonstrates that under 4% of the case patients became sick with the virus even though they never wore a face covering. Let me read that one more time. The study also demonstrates that under 4% of the case patients became sick with the virus, even though they never wore a face mask or face covering. So apparently wearing a face covering doesn't protect you pretty much at all.
So wearing it always, 70%.
Yeah.
Wearing it never, 4%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mask freedom declared victorious.
Well, and that's the thing. They say you wear your mask to protect me. I wear my human face so that your parasympathetic nervous system can heal your organs so that when you are, you can't avoid viruses and bacteria. That's life.
So stress is a killer, and people not being able to see people's faces and all the other things that are going on in 2020. I mean, let's just stop this. If we're worried about stress, let's stop the presidential election, because I'm sick of it. I mean, like, seriously, so sick of it. And I know we're going to get calls, and that's fine. I would never tell anybody 2 weeks before, a presidential election, nearly 2 weeks, that they couldn't call in about this particular topic. But, man, I am so sick of people trying to convince me which crooked old pervert I should vote for.
You're not riding the Trump train? Choo-choo!
Well, I don't. At this point, I don't get a vote because I'm a resident of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. The one vote that my family managed to put together, the three of us.
putting a vote by committee?
Well, we did vote by committee, more or less. Okay. We gave the vote to my son as a civics lesson, essentially. Okay. And then his mother basically berated both candidates to the point that he voted for Joe Jorgensen, because at least he's empathetic.
You know? So now he's being manipulated into libertarianism.
Right. And I didn't really understand, like, if you just wanted to vote for Joe Jorgensen, why didn't you just vote for Joe Jorgensen? Whatever.
Because I want him to do it.
As a parent,
we wanted the illusion of choice, and he failed.
I think I should have, I wish, now in retrospect, I would have sort of stood up and said, now we're going to learn about what a secret ballot's like. Go to your room, take this. This is how you fold it up and put it in here. You lick this when you're done. You know, take your pen with you, that kind of thing.
There you go.
And then at the very least, we would have gotten a better civics lesson. Anyway, at least I got a time to talk to him about empathy and how that's important and those sorts of things.
I mean, if you wanted to reduce the stress that we're dealing with while we're apparently in a pandemic, how about a guarantee that that one of them will actually become president this? That would be nice. Like, some kind of guarantee that will actually happen. And B, a guarantee that there is an option under which there won't be massive violence. That'd be nice.
I think there won't be massive violence wherever I am, though. Like, I feel like it's
in the Northern Marianas Islands?
There.
They don't get a vote anyway.
Very far from cities.
Suburbia in Florida, rural New Hampshire. These aren't the kind of places that have been lighting up so far.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what I used to say about the town next door to mine that I live in, or lived in at one time, was nobody does burglaries there, because if they do, they get perforated relatively quickly. It's not the kind of place you'd want to do a whole bunch of violent protesting.
Well, that
doesn't burn down either.
It's a nice culture to be in.
That is a question. And, if any of the listeners out there fall into this category, I wonder about, because I know some people are concerned about Trump supporters becoming violent after a rigged backdoor, you know, quote unquote rigged election. And I'm curious where they think this is going to happen.
Where the violence is going to happen?
Where the Trump people rise up? What's
exactly.
The geography?
Exactly. That's what I wonder, because, I mean, there's not a whole lot of them in cities.
It's true. It's interesting. What do you think? The number, 855-450-3733. Where will, if the Trump folks rise up, where will they rise up? What's the geography of
this? Invade California.
Why? 855-450-3733. That's right, for the weather. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Trans-Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BayBooks at Bay.com for more.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Vidal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. The question is on the table. Donald Trump loses and the Trumpers rise up in some kind of violent revolt, which has been proposed, where geographically would they do that? And would they go someplace that they don't have power? Would they burn their own cornfields? Exactly what would happen? The number 855-450-3733. 855-450. Free as in freedom. Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Great site. Highly recommended. Let's go to the one who's been holding longest, Greg in Vermont. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just chatting about, two things. The biggest threat of violence that I've been hearing from groups is that if Joe Biden doesn't win, then the violence is going to continue.
They
don't want Donald Trump, and they're going to keep burning cities and everything else.
I kind of feel that way too, right? Like if you want violence, vote for Trump, because it's the Biden supporters that are going to rise up. However, so far, mostly they generally stay in districts that vote Democrat and set their own buildings on fire, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Because who is it out there that has, you know, who is it there that has the largest percentage of the population? Their group, that is ex-military, police, firearms owners, hunters, you know, people who can actually do something if they start stomping all over you, just like you mentioned, like rural New Hampshire, rural Vermont.
It isn't going to go well.
Just about half, you know, most, you know, three-quarters of the land west of the Mississippi. I've been saying for a decade that if the big one hit California and it floated off and became another island, we could literally split the country down to Mississippi and let the conservatives take over the West, and the liberals can have the...
Out. And hit that button. There
press
you go.
Press all the buttons.
Yeah, sorry
make
about that.
Make that go away.
So, the proposal there from Greg in Vermont. Thank you for the call, Greg. You know, once we get the an S-bomb, we got to let you go.
But there is still violent threats or talk of violence coming from the Republicans, the Trump side, right? Like the people on the left are worried about the Proud Boys.
Yes.
Right, which, okay, the one time that, okay, so there are two times that I can think of at all that there's been a politically right violent gathering. And one of them was just hilariously small when they did the Unite the Right in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Yeah, like all of, you know, 500 people.
They killed a girl.
Yep, a person died, which these riots have killed how many people? And I'm not saying left or right, but like it's a very small gathering. Whereas the only other time that I can even think of where a violent gathering of right political people has happened was the Proud Boys when they were gathering against Antifa.
Right. And I would say in both circumstances, they're to some extent sort of a reaction. I mean,
right.
They are called, people on the right are called reactionaries.
Mm-hmm.
A reaction as opposed to an action.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for the radical left, there would be no radical right.
I suppose that's true. Let's go to Bill in South Carolina. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. No S-bombs.
Hello. Listen, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, just bringing it out there and letting people hear it. But, you know, the problem, as I see it, you got your Trump supporters, the conservative folks. They're the people that are actually capable of taking care of themselves. I don't believe you'll see riots in the aspect of Trump supporters getting out there, other than, like, the Proud Boys you might have mentioned. And they don't hide the fact that they will be violent when they need to be. The problem is you're going to have a response from the right if the left riots. I grew up in New York, and there is a very big move on Long Island for Trump. And it's it's pretty pretty amazing to see the turnout, the parades they have and everything in, on Long Island. That's not far out of this city. It's 40 minutes from Brooklyn,
yeah,
where I live. So it's you could you have the potential to see some really big problems. Look at the right the conservatives that are raising up in Michigan and stuff. I mean, even in some of your liberal cities, you're seeing people stand up and begin to say, look, we're not going to be silent anymore. We're going to say this is what we need. This we need police. We need law and order. We need things taken care of. The problem will be, and you know, you're saying it's not going to be a riot if Joe Biden is elected. I think there'll be riots if Joe Biden's elected as well.
Will it be coming from the left, though, and Antifa?
Yeah, coming from the left. But okay, you'll see a response from the right if need be. Now, that's going to be a terrible thing. You don't want that because then you end up with the possibility of martial law being put in place. And then you go down the road of confiscation of firearms and all that stuff. I hope it never gets to that. I really do. So, I mean, I listen to the conspiracy guys saying it's going to go terrible.
Well, isn't that the purpose of the Second Amendment, though? I mean,
that is very much the
if some group of Americans rise up against another group of Americans, the idea is that you'd be able to have a gun to protect yourself. I mean, you know, this was.
Don't get me wrong. I totally agree with that. I was a minority when I went to school because I was conservative, and I believed in your right to own a second, firearm, and I was. From the teachers all the way up, I was the oddball.
So is violence inevitable at this point then? Because if you vote for Joe Biden, they're going to riot anyway. If you vote for Trump, they've already said they're going to continue rioting.
Well, let's not forget that your vote doesn't matter, right? Like your vote isn't going to vote isn't going to make a difference.
Understood. We can have that conversation all day long.
So,
but I mean, for the average person, who do you vote for to avoid riots and violence?
I don't know if you can, but it comes down to this. When bad things happen, are good people going to sit back and do nothing? Are you going to
watch? That is a very good question, and I wish I was more optimistic about the answer.
Yeah,
I look back at the Second World War and the generation that fought that. We stood up as a nation and as an individual to fight against tyranny and evil. And I hate to say it, we've not seen it here, but we may see a dividing of the lines. I pray for peace. I pray for peace. I pray God intervenes and that things go peacefully. I don't know they will.
If God wanted peace, he's been sleeping on the job. Thank you for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. I mean,
you believe in an omnipotent God.
Well, I mean, he's been around to be able to watch at least 12,000 years of since the agrarian revolution, and well, there hasn't been a lot of peace since then. But anyway, I would say this. Look at a map of the United States broken out by counties and which party they voted for in 2016 or 2012 or 2008, you pick. And you will see that it is a sea of red with some little dots of blue around it. And I suspect that's where you'll see the violence is those little dots of blue. That's just my opinion. But, you know, we read an article last week that said 50% of Americans believe there's going to be violence. So I don't know if there's going to be, but I know that 50% of people do. Believe. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 on Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Trump administration has 48 hours to come to an agreement on a coronavirus stimulus package if they want it to take effect before the election. Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that getting a deal done depends on the White House.
We have to freeze the design on some of these things. Are we going with it or not? And what is the language? I'm optimistic because, again, we've been back and forth on all of this.
There are also efforts in the Senate for a separate stimulus bill, one that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says is more appealing to his Republican colleagues who are balking at the $2.2 trillion price tag of the House's bill. The Senate's bill would provide $500 billion of stimulus funding. Senators will also vote this week on a standalone bill for additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses still struggling through the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will sanction those who sell arms to Iran as a U.N. embargo against those sales expires. In a statement Sunday, Pompeo said any country willing to sell the Iranians arms were fueling future conflicts in the Middle East, and the U.S. is prepared to level sanctions against them. A company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. I guess the question still on the table here is if Trump, is it loses or wins? If Trump
well,
loses.
If he loses, yep. And it's considered to be an unfair election by which he lost, and I mean.
And it will be.
Well, it's definitely going to be an unfair election no matter what happens.
That part I'm going to go ahead and say I'm on the side of this. Like I'm coming down and saying the people of some side, you know, some large percentage of the population will believe the election was unfair, rigged in some manner. So,
and to be fair, it is almost certainly rigged to a degree or another in some manner. Well, in fact, probably rigged in several ways, in several places, to multiple different degrees.
If it's rigged and Trump loses, good thing he has the Supreme Court to adjudicate that and give him back his presidency.
Well, there you go. At this point, the this lady's name, Amy Coney Barrett,
yep.
Has not been yet confirmed, but it does seem like a foregone conclusion at this point.
She does appear to be bulletproof from all of the attacks.
Well, she's not really answering the questions, and why would she?
Well, because a lot of the questions they're asking are for her to divulge how she's going to rule on upcoming cases.
Duh.
But you can't ask those questions and she can't answer them.
Well,
Your Honor, are you in fact a racist?
Right.
Are you in fact a rapist?
So first, let me tell you about Bitcoin, and I'll address that here in just a second. So Bitcoin.com, it's where you should go if you want to find out about cryptocurrency, if you want to sign up for news releases. If you don't know anything about cryptocurrency, do yourself a favor, because this is, woo-woo, the train's coming. Change is coming. The United States Federal Reserve has released its digital, has announced a release of a digital currency. China has already released its digital currency. And if you don't know something about digital currencies now, you're going to learn at some point. Do you want to learn before everybody or later? Bitcoin.com. Okay.
Well put.
Yes. So AMB, is that what we're calling her?
Whatever.
ACB. ACB. She could answer a question, says, I'm pro-life.
Okay.
And just answer the question, right? Like, as opposed to, you know, dodging things. And there, she's getting asked a lot of silly things. There's no doubt about it. But the strategically, at this point, the only people she's talking to is the American people.
Well, I mean, there are certain things that are emotional triggers for people of different political persuasions.
Yes.
And the possibility of reversing Roe v. Wade,
yep,
is a huge emotional trigger.
Even
for
though it's
people
pretty bad
on the political
law.
Left.
It's, you know, it's not good law. Whether you support it or not, it's difficult to support Roe v. Wade from the standpoint of law. It was just sort of a, you know, another patchwork.
Well,
remember, we don't have a government at the federal level, or we don't, you know, the federal government is not a state. It's not an organization that has a supremacy over the states. The states are supreme, and therefore they should be making these choices.
Do you mean
for better or for worse?
Well, it de facto is.
Go ahead.
De jure,
yes,
it is,
yes,
not. Like, on paper, there is no federal state, but as far as what actually happens, there sure is.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the problem.
I think the weirdest part about the confirmation hearings is what came out when she goes like, I'm going to interpret the law based on the way the Constitution was written. And then everyone gets up in arms like, you can't do that. that's not what we want to hear.
Fulfilling your contract, that's not allowed.
it's amusing to watch them.
That would be the perfect answer.
Yes,
you wouldn't. Would you not want someone to interpret something the way it was written?
Right.
Seems perfect to me.
This is really one of the sort of fundamental complaints that even both sides will have. The Republicans are mad that places like Colorado have legalized marijuana. Well, the federal government never had any place outlawing cannabis in the first place.
Absolutely not.
The government doesn't. I mean, the founders set up every 2 year funding for the military, not so that you could fund the military every 2 years, but so that you would retire it during peacetime.
Yep.
If only we had peacetime.
Well, the perfect example of this was Prohibition, which, number one, look how well that worked. Number two, they had to change the Constitution.
To have Prohibition.
To have Prohibition. And somehow they got around having to change the Constitution to prohibit a non-liquid substance. Somehow a flower you can make federally illegal without changing the Constitution, but, you know, rotted sugars, that you can make illegal only if you change the Constitution. And
it's obviously ridiculous,
change it back.
But if you add this to the fact that the lawmakers in Washington, D.C., when they voted on cannabis, didn't know that it was cannabis. They voted to outlaw marijuana. Which they didn't know.
Oh, the dirty Mexican plant.
That's right.
Right.
They wanted to outlaw the dirty Mexican plant, and I hear those Negroes smoke it. Right? That kind of thing. And then they play their jazz music, and they sleep with our white women. And, I mean,
is jazz really music, though?
I love jazz.
It is if you're on enough cannabis.
Yeah, thank God for that. So... yeah, anyway, it's, you know, most of the lawmakers didn't even know that they were outlawing...
then it should be easily repealed now that they know.
No,
Are they still pleading ignorance in 2020?
They don't want to be found that way. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I have one quick question, and then I'd like to answer your question.
Sure.
My question is, did you say that Hunter Biden got $83,300 a month?
$83,300 a month.
I did not say that tonight.
I did not say that tonight.
Oh, no, not tonight. I mean, in the past, okay. But I just wanted to say that I heard that on many radio stations, actually. But actually, he got a sign-on bonus as far as I remember, and I don't think any of the stations have said that. Did you hear about the sign-on bonus?
Wasn't it like over $1 million?
Yes, you got it. It was over $1 million. It was like two or three, something like that. I can't remember anymore. But there was a substantial sign-on bonus that you know about it. Well, that's good. Okay, that's my first question. And the second thing is, you asked, how do you figure out where there might be a so-called right-wing demonstration? Well, first of all,
violence specifically.
It would probably have to be in the Midwest someplace. And a normal demonstration doesn't really start out by radicals. Radicals don't usually start demonstrations. They usually piggyback on other people who do peaceful demonstrations during the daytime. And there are two cities that I know of that have a little bit of that kind of an infrastructure. One of them would be East Des Moines, Iowa, and the other one would be Omaha, Nebraska. So maybe they would be the places. I really don't know. The other places, maybe Tulsa, Oklahoma. They had a substantial bombing there one time a long time ago, where a U.S. government office building was kind of blown off the map. But I
thought that was Oklahoma City.
Individual guy. I think he was kind of a lone wolf. But anyhow, that was my feeling. So I just wanted to press that by you.
All right, Timothy McVeigh. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I just don't know. To me, I cannot envision
Omaha rising up,
a violent uprising by the right at this point. I mean, they don't seem like that sort. They prefer the strategic advantage of defense and would likely wait for that, whatever that might be. And this is their downfall, is that, those that would come to take your guns do not come all at once. And there is not an opportunity, therefore, to defend all at once. They'd come little by little, drips and drabs, and...
Well, and they will come, and they will pick you off individually, which is what my always claim would be. Like, when they come for your guns, like you said, they're not all going to come for your guns.
Yep.
But, like, five of them are going to come for your guns specifically, and then you will be without, and then they'll move on.
Right. I mean, you can look at cases like Ed Brown, you can look at the Bundys out west, and see how these things just sort of play out as they play out. And,
Well, the Bundys had the advantage of reinforcements.
And I mean,
they did.
The targeting is kind of weird, because if you're against the police, well, you have a pretty clear target. Whereas if you're against the voter system, I mean, where do you even go? What building do you burn down because you hate the voting system?
The Capitol building.
I guess.
I perhaps. Yeah, the number, 855-450.
Start small.
Well, it's good optics, that's for sure.
Nobody likes the DMV.
Nobody likes the DMV.
Please, don't turn down the DMV when people are in it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Why can't you get your license online? Like, why?
Why do you need to get a license?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We were talking about masks and violence after the election and, you know, whatever floats your boat here on Free Talk.
If you're going to participate in violence after the election, wear a mask to make it harder to identify you.
To protect you from COVID.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. So, I recently did an interview, guys, on a movement called Keep9.org. So, you can go there, check it out online. I'll tell you what it is. So, it's Keep9, meaning Keep 9 Justices of the Supreme Court. And
because 9's the magical number.
9's the magical number. There were 6 to start with, just so
according
you know.
To the ancient Norse, yes.
Okay. Christians prefer 7.
That's a fact.
7 elevens, 7 dwarves, 7 little chipmunks sitting on a fence.
Or 3.
3 is
the Holy
yes,
Trinity.
Is a holy number. 7 is a good number or something. Yeah, so the idea is that they keep 9 justices. And I think that the vast majority of Americans would like this idea and be surprised that the number of justices is not written down someplace.
So, which is why the whole court packing thing is such a big deal all of a sudden.
Right. Well, it was a big deal under FDR, too, and it was a threat.
Okay.
And I think now, personally, I truly, truly believe this is just a threat.
Okay.
That the Democrats will not commit this level of suicide. I mean, this would really be bad.
Would it, though? Is it so? Because if he packs the court, then they have it. And then they have
the, what?
The court, the Supreme Court.
They have lost credibility at that point.
Oh, no. Politicians without credibility?
Well,
what is this world coming
to? And see, that's the thing, though. Politicians can get away with an astonishing amount of stuff as long as they're doing it to fight those bad guys in the other party.
And with Trump getting to, you know, not put 2 nominees in, this is clearly a retaliation
and
for that.
I mean, I could be wrong here, but I'm not sure there has ever been a Republican as hated as Trump. So not only is there, like, not only is there, we're Lincoln? Stopping those even those evil Republicans, but we are stopping Trump.
Yeah. So one thing's at the root of Trump putting Supreme Court justices in, as the Constitution suggests, is that Ruth Bader Ginsburg miscalculated.
Big time.
She believed that Hillary Clinton was going to get, you know, she had to sort of guess about 2 years out, should I retire or should I continue? I shan't live forever. How long am I going to make it? You know, what kind of risk do I want to take? And I'm just going to go ahead and say it, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely hubris that caused her to make the decision she made. The wise and calculated decision from this jurist that of which we are supposed to admire so greatly for her great decision making was to get out in, what, say, 2016 was the election, 2014.
Sure.
Yeah, Obama, she could have, you know, sent a little quick message to Barry and said, hey, these are my top three.
And look at how magnanimous she would have looked. I mean, yes. I have decided to step down so that our first black president can choose a member of the Supreme Court. I mean, that would have looked beautiful.
Right, and then he would have, you know, pile-driven it through or whatever. And, yeah, sure, the Republicans were going to give him some trouble, but ultimately, with 2 years, they were going to get somebody through.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Trump's picking her replacement, and too darned bad.
And he's
going to
get one through in 2 months.
Yeah, it's going. ACB is going through. And all the tears, all the liberal tears in the world aren't going to stop it. Now, look, I'm not rooting for ACB. She is not my kind of justice, as far as I'm concerned.
Because she's going to follow it to the letter of the way it was written?
No, because she's pretty darn conservative, and she's going to come down with the conservatives on this. I prefer. Okay. I'm more of a Gorsuch guy, if you want me to pick one.
No.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, with Keep Nine, all right? Keep Nine suggests that you pick nine justices. Here's a couple of good reasons. The good reason to have nine justices, even though we started with six, is, okay, it's an odd number. That's good. It's the number we've got. And
that might be the biggest reason, the biggest selling point, is the number we've got.
Yeah, it's a huge selling point.
Because people don't like change.
They don't.
Right? You could have dropped it down to 7. You could raise it up to 11. You could pack it to 21.
If you raise it to 11 or drop it to 7, then it doesn't. So if it drops to 7, then you rob the incoming president of the ability to appoint two justices.
Oh, no.
Well, I understand, but that's going to look partisan based on whoever the incoming president is. If you raise it to 11, then you give the seated president, whomever that is at the time that it's raised to 11, the opportunity to throw in two more of their side.
Which he already could.
You meaning packing it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Trump could?
He already could.
If he
wanted to, he
Trump,
could.
Trump could try to run through two more justices in the next 2 weeks.
Or
seems
4 years.
Well, no, he's still got until January.
I suppose. I suppose it could be done.
To prevent Joe Biden from packing the court, I'm nominating two more people.
Yes.
Buffer that.
It would be hilarious, but I don't support it.
Okay.
Because
you're fixated on nine.
I like nine because we can agree on nine because we've had nine. And here's the most important one. This is not a joke. This is the reason. All right. The Supreme Court building is by far the newest building. The Capitol versus the White House. I mean, they burned the White House down in the War of 1812. I mean, it's an old building. And whereas the Supreme Court building is like from the 50s or something. And it has room, currently it's built for, wait for it, nine justices. So,
and we wouldn't want taxpayer dollars spent on remodeling the chairs and the desk.
Well, not just the chairs and the desk, the offices, yeah, the huge gigantic law libraries, each of these people have their, I mean, basically it's
why,
offices.
We might spend enough for one entire bomb.
Right. Depends on the bomb. You'd spend a lot. Remember, government projects never go.
Hey, never underestimate the ability of the government to overspend.
Look, certainly nine bombs.
And when you say that the building is like the newest and it it's 70 years old.
Yeah.
Probably due for a remodel soon anyway.
It's probably going to get remodeled, but it's at least you're remodeling in place.
Okay. Yeah, I'm against you on this one. I think they absolutely should pack the courts, because the more they pack the courts, the less faith people have in the absolutely broken judicial system that we have.
Yeah.
And
the judicial
that
system is by far the most respected of the three branches.
It is, and it has
Congress
done
is lower than
nothing.
Cockroaches.
It has done nothing to deserve the respect that it has.
I will say this about the current nominee on Trump's part. To me, it somewhat indicates a worry or a fear of losing the election, because if he was confident that he was going to win, he wouldn't need to rush this through either. He could be like, oh, yeah, we'll just wait till after the election because I'm going to win anyway.
Who would do that, though? I mean, you do what you
someone
can when you can.
Supreme competence.
I got it. Who cares? I mean, you know, you're playing the game poorly if you don't take advantage
Understood.
Of the opportunities.
I mean, remember how we were talking a second ago about how there is a de facto federal state when there shouldn't be one?
Yes.
That's because of the Supreme Court. Their whole job... Their entire job is to go, that's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And if they had ever actually done their job, we wouldn't be in the enormous mess that we're in.
So the funny thing is it's not their job. And, like, you know, you'll never see anything in the Constitution that says the Supreme Court's supposed to determine whether something's constitutional or not. That's what you learned in civics class. And that's because that's what they've done ever since it's Thomas Jefferson and I can't remember what his second cousin, who was his rival's name, was. But basically, the Supreme Court head juror for a very long time. And he was the one who went up against Jackson on the Cherokee Indians and that sort of thing. And the Supreme Court had appellate jurisdiction from which you can derive the unconstitutional thing. So, you know, I've got a minute here. I'll explain it. juries have always had the right to judge the law. If you get called for a jury, you can judge the law. It's called jury nullification. If you can say that, well, this guy is absolutely was smoking a joint outside the police station.
Guilty of the facts.
He's guilty of the facts, but not. But the law is bad, and they can find him not guilty. All right. If a jury can do that, then a jury of judges that sits up at the highest level can then judge the law to see whether or not it's constitutional. And that is a to be able to understand appellate jurisdiction, you have to understand jury nullification. And they never, ever want to tell you about jury nullification under any circumstances.
Oh, so, heavens no, empowering the people.
Yeah. But I get it. 855-450-3733. Are you scared of Amy Coney Barrett getting into office? Are you scared she won't? Are you scared the Democrats going to pack the court? 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.